Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.
Accra, a thriving West African city, embodies the pulse of Ghanaian hospitality and culture, creating unforgettable experiences that captivate the hearts of many. Hosting over 100 international conferences and events annually, the city attracts millions of business travelers and tourists, generating significant demand for hotel rooms. This surge in demand presents a unique opportunity for investors to tap into the hospitality market, and DevTraco Plus is at the forefront of this opportunity. Introducing Hotel at the Address, the third and final tower of the Address, offering a range of luxurious units with impeccable finishing and top-of-the-line amenities. Managed by international hotel operators, this investment promises exceptional guest experiences, high occupancy rates, outstanding returns for investors, and long-term value appreciation. Own a hotel room at the Address, diversify your investment, and benefit from a shared income system whilst increasing potential returns.
A $10 million grant for Ghana Energy Sector Recovery Program for Resort, also known as the P4R, and former Minister of Finance Ken Oforiatta advises ECOWAS members to abandon the plan of single currency, the ECO, and focus on integrating payment systems in the region. Also, General Agricultural Workers Union laments the delay in the implementation of the Planting for Food and Jobs Phase 2. And the Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. My name is James Ishen. Let's settle for the details. And the World Bank has today approved a $250 million credit from the International Development Association and a $10 million grant from the Energy Sector Management Assistance Program for a four-year Ghana Energy Sector Recovery Program for Resort, also known as the P4R. The following report has more.
The P4R will support Ghana's energy sector recovery program to improve the financial viability of electricity distribution and increase access to clean cooking solutions. Electricity distribution losses are high in Ghana due to a low collection rate and below cost recovery tariffs, undermining the operational and financial performance of energy utilities in the country. The government of Ghana transfers about 2% of GDP annually to cover the energy sector's financial shortfall. The P4R complements regulatory and policy reforms of the energy sector, supported under the World Bank's Development Policy Finance Series and the ongoing IMF Extended Credit Facility Program for Ghana.
And that was a Business Desk report. Now, former Finance Minister Ken Oforiatta is pushing for West African economies to abandon their quest to introduce a single currency, the ECO, for the region. ECOWAS was forced in 2021 to push back the introduction of the currency to 2027 due to the outbreak of the COVID-19. But Mr. Oforiatta is of the view that most of the countries are not committed to the single currency drive. He spoke to Joy Business's George Riafio on the sidelines of the AfriExim Bank annual meetings in Nassau, Bahamas.
ECHO has been difficult. We've just the capacity of we 16 countries in ECHOWAS to come to a convergence point where we all fulfill the criteria seems very elusive. And I think really the issue of payment systems, digitalization being efficient and therefore supporting AFCFTA will lead to maybe the type of results that we require. Well, if you look at East Asia, they didn't really end up having one currency, but really increased trade and also got their payment systems in an effective way. And that's a model that has worked that maybe we could, under the leadership of Afriexim Bank, you know, facilitate. And of all of these fintech companies being sandboxed in the central banks, I think we'll come up with apps that makes it more efficient for us.
Former Finance Minister Ken Oforiatta there speaking to George Weafe on the sidelines of the Afriexim Bank annual meetings in Bahamas. Now let's do some climate change stories. And according to projections, climate change is expected to erode Ghana's GDP by approximately 5% to 15% by 2030. Managing Director for Stanbic Investment Management Services, Kobina Buama, highlighted the urgency for businesses to adopt sustainable and responsible investing practices, particularly in environmental, social and governance area. He shared these insights in an interview with Joy Business in Accra.
The key thing is that our environment is currently being destroyed. We've had the issues around Galamsey, we've had the issues around deforestation, we've had the issues around even our sea being contaminated with a lot of plastics. The question is, which institutions are financing these? Focusing on green investing means that we're channeling finances and money to areas that do not destroy our environment. That also enforces inclusion for all.
Kobina Buama is the Managing Director of Stanbic Investment Management Services. Now to one of our headline stories. The General Agricultural Workers Union is lamenting the delay in implementation of the Planning for Food and Jobs Phase 2, according to the union. Despite information circulating about the second phase of the program, it is yet to reflect on the grounds. Speaking to Joy Business, General Secretary of GAU, Dr. Edward Kariwe, said farmers have not yet received any input under the second phase.
So the mere fact that you say that you have got a PFG part 2 does not necessarily mean that it exists. So you can have in the books that it is there, but on the ground, it is not there. Look, as we speak now, where is the level of implementation of the PFG phase 2? It has not yet started on the ground. So how can you say that it exists? So certainly, it matters not whether our concerns were taken care of, because even if your concerns are taken care of and implementation is not done, then those concerns are not still really taken care of. Farmers don't have the inputs today. The farming season for the southern part, it's almost coming to an end because harvesting just begun.
Dr. Edward Kariwe is the General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union. Moving on to food chain, 12 June was marked as World Day Against Child Labor. Some reports suggest that child labor exists in Ghana's cocoa sector, an assertion that the Cocoa Board has debunked. According to the International Cocoa Initiative, about 1.56 million children are engaged in child labor in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. In today's episode of Food Chain, we take a look at what Asitnapa Corporation Cocoa Farming and Marketing Society Limited has been doing as it commemorates the day.
The vast majority of cocoa in West Africa is grown by smallholder farmers. These households face the realities of rural poverty, such as scarcity of land, food insecurity, limited access to quality education, lack of access to drinking water, and inadequate health services. These factors increase the risk of child labor. In a bid to raise awareness about the menace, Asitnapa Cooperative Cocoa Farming and Marketing Society Limited organized a health walk in Durban to mark this year's World Day Against Child Labor in Nankese, Suhum. Mike Arthur, Country Director for International Cocoa Initiative, explained why World Day Against Child Labor is important.
This is a very special day because children are a vulnerable group. They have dreams, they have aspirations, but a lot of things are militating against them. And one of them is child labor. So in the wisdom of the international organization, they always set aside a special day to commemorate children. And so it is important that we recognize what children go through, what is needed to help them so that they will be able to achieve their dreams and aspirations.
Rian Van Doveren, General Manager of Tony's Open Chain under Tony Chocoloni, one of the biggest cocoa processors worldwide, highlighted what the company is doing to minimize child labor in Ghana.
As a cooperative and as partners, we work very closely together to set up CLMRS systems, to make sure that we really monitor what is happening with the households, to identify the cases of child labor, and to also offer ways out of child labor, so remediation services. So this is something that we're very committed to. We are also working in pilot projects and approaches to see how can we look at the broader community, not just in cocoa, but beyond, to see how can we actually address the entire landscape and community to work together. We believe it's critical that we work together with the farmers, with the cooperative, with the community, with the government, and with us as a stakeholder in the cocoa chain.
In October 2023, Fair Trade launched the Children in Rural Communities Are Learning and Empowered project. The Circle project is an initiative that focuses on children's rights in the Ghanaian cocoa sector. President of Asisinapa Cooperative Cocoa Farming and Marketing Society Limited, Mark Ayivo, disclosed that stakeholders are beginning to appreciate child labor issues because of the project.
The Circle project is very, very helpful. You see, earlier on, people does not understand the child labor and then forced labor. Now, through the Circle project, people are trying to understand actually what we mean.
The World Day Against Child Labor celebration brought together farmers, pupils, regulators, opinion leaders, and NGOs working within Ghana's cocoa value chain.
And that was Food Chain there by my colleague Emma Davis. Now, Food Chain airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. and a repeat on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. on the Joy News channel. Now, today on Entrepreneur in You, Dr. Max Rampon takes us through a practical way to approach our break-even point.
Hello. Today, we speak about our break-even point. And the books will tell you that your break-even is calculated by your fixed cost divided by your selling price minus the variable cost. Kwame just told me that he used to buy books to sell. Let's say Kwame bought 100 books for 1,000 cedis. Not necessarily 100 books for 1,000 cedis. He bought 100 books, got home and realized he has spent 1,000 cedis. So his food, his transportation, his credits, everything cost 1,000 cedis. Kwame intends to sell these books at 20 Ghana cedis per book. Now your break-even point, it's one way to calculate how many books do I have to sell before Metemeka, before I'll be able to break even. And in this instance, for 20 books, you'd have to sell 50 in order to recoup the 1,000. So the break-even point is very important because it allows us to learn or to be able to calculate when we start making money. So the break-even point again is how many units do I have to sell or how much of a service do I have to give out until the cost that I have put into the business is recouped. Well,
brought to you by Africa School of Entrepreneurship.
Follow Dr. Max Ampon and the Entrepreneur in You series right here on Mondays and Thursdays on our TV, radio, and social media. And that's the end of the Joy Business Report, brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am James H. And now, before we go, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life and just do it. EcoBank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the EcoBank Million Gang promo for you and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be rewarded bi-weekly and you can be one of them winning up to 10,000 Ghana cedis. There will also be free monthly draws and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your EcoBank account at your nearest branch, EcoBank Express Point or via EcoBank Mobile to stand a chance of winning. Other prizes include fuel vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime and many more. Promo runs from May to July 31st, 2024. It's your time to chop life. Remember, every 500 Ghana cedis deposit earns you an entry into the EMG draw. a better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Up next, that's Ignition.